Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard.
Welcome everyone to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, and we're sorry we have been away for a couple of weeks, but we are finally returning, and you'll be very thankful for our guests that we have with us today. Before we introduce our guests, I would also like to welcome back Emma Mailman, our marketing coordinator. Welcome, Emma. I guess I need a vacation again from being off 2 weeks. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you, Haley.
You're welcome. So today we have with us Miss Christine Nolan. She is the director of the Massachusetts Center for Advanced Manufacturing at MassTech Collaborative. Welcome, Christine.
Thanks so much for having me, Haley. Excited to be back.
Yes, I know. So it is funny because poor Christine's like, can you hear the background noise? I've got a lawnmower going. And we said, no, you're good. But this is the day and age that we're in. So we don't have an official studio and can't have people in yet. But yeah. Thank you for joining us. I know you're super busy with what you've got going on and everything. And we're here because we're going to talk a little bit about a new program that has just kicked off. And what we are doing at MassMEP is next week, Christine has been gracious enough to say, yes, let's do a webinar and let's talk about this as well. So before we get started into that, I am, like I always do, Christine, I always ask this question, and Em, you can probably kick in on this one too. Actually, your answer will be very, I'm anxious to see how this is going to be for you. So when I ask this question, you'll know why. So my question for you today is, how different is your life now versus what you expected in college? And here's why it's going to be odd for Em, because she literally just graduated college. So yes. I'm anxious to see how she answers this. But yeah, go ahead, Christine.
Yeah, so I went to WPI for my undergraduate and I graduated as a mechanical engineer and moved quickly into the field of manufacturing. For many reasons, you know, my life shifted and my career shifted, and I moved more into some community development space, economic development. So this role for me is really a culmination of what I can be passionate about, like building community, helping people succeed, and then helping them manufacture succeed makes it even better.
Yeah.
So I started in manufacturing. It's kind of come full circle, and it's really just great to be here with the center.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Emma. So literally you're how many months out from college?
I was going to say, technically I'm still a student because I have two classes left with my MBA. So I'm going to call myself a college student still, but technically a year for my undergrad. I graduated 2020. So I'd say it's very different than what I expected because I went to school for management at Assumption, but I never planned to be in the manufacturing field. So I would say as a whole, I think it was kind of like a 180 switch up because I always wanted to be involved in sports. So my goal originally was to go work for some sports organization, but you know, the more I learned and different experiences came up, I decided to take this route. So it's fresh and new and definitely wasn't planned, but I'm enjoying every second of it. So no complaints.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's kind of, and I think that's, you know, in asking that question and seeing kind of like where, you know, these programs come from. It's a very similar thing, right, Christine, with, you know, getting into this MMAP and what we're talking about today and how we see the progression of things and see where the needs are and what we need to do in order to provide some kind of resource or outsource for manufacturers to be able to, you know, sustain or grow within our boundary, I like to say our four borders of Massachusetts. So we are here, we're talking about the Massachusetts Manufacturing Accelerate Program, preparing the supply chain, or we go with MMAP because obviously it's so much easier to say than the entire full four words. But can you just give us a, you know, give the audience a little bit of an overview of what the program is?
Sure. So before getting into the program, I think I want to take it back just a little bit and talk about the Center for Advanced Manufacturing.
Perfect.
You know, we're here to foster a complete connected manufacturing ecosystem in the state to grow manufacturing businesses, to grow jobs. Mm-hmm. And we have a number of different programs. We really break down what I'll call the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, I call CAM, mm-hmm. into three different pillars to drive the success. And that is workforce development. We're out talking to manufacturers all the time. We know number one concern priority for most is around workforce development and filling their job requirements. You know, people don't necessarily think of manufacturing as that being a big, you know, real need for jobs, but there isn't a manufacturer out there from who I talk to that isn't hiring and looking for talent.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's important that people know that. Second is around, you know, making sure we have a business environment here in the state to succeed. And there's so many different resources available for manufacturers here in the state. And, you know, my goal is to spread the word, whether it's about MassMEP, whether it's about workforce training needs, or, you know, just having a community here that helps drive business growth. Really important that everybody knows about those resources. And we'll have a lot of programs coming up soon around that. And we can talk about that at the webinar. And then third is around driving innovation and making sure that we're staying up on all the emerging trends and technologies in manufacturing. And, you know, we're known here in Massachusetts as the innovation state, right? Yeah. We're constantly driving new innovations. And part of what CAM does for that is what's called our M2I2 program. And our M2I2 program has been in existence for just about 5 years. And it's aligned with the Manufacturing USA Institutes. And so we drive, it was a $100 million program. And it is about driving innovations. It's happening a lot through university programs where we're doing that, as well as business expansions. So but the projects that come through M2I2 have to align with the Manufacturing USA Institutes.
Okay.
Currently, they're aligning with just four of those institutes: photonics, flexible hybrid electronics, functional fabrics, and robotics.
Okay.
And so applying for that program can be a little bit more work, you know, it's not geared across it, although it could be, it's not geared to really meet the needs of all of our manufacturers.
Right.
So we, as the, from CAM and aligning with the state and the Commonwealth, we looked at where there was a gap. Mm-hmm. And what we saw was, and what we came up with for a solution, is the Massachusetts Manufacturing Accelerate Program. It's really meeting, targeted towards our small to medium manufacturers and helping them prepare the supply chain for all these new innovations coming out, right? So if we look at one of our, look at a key industry in the state, such as defense and aerospace, you know, they're constantly driving new things. And we need to make sure that our small contract manufacturers are ready with the right equipment and the right technologies to meet their needs. And that's what MMAP is all about.
So is this something, Christine, that, you know, I think we always try to, I know on our side of things, we like to have the understanding. Was this something that's kind of always been in the works? Was it something that, you know, what we've happened in the past year kind of stimulated it a little bit more? Like, how did it come to fruition?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, Secretary Keneally and economic development is focused on economic recovery in the state. And we see this program to help fuel that. Right? Let's get our manufacturers ready, grow jobs that align with these business expansions and new equipment. MMAP is focused on capital equipment purchases.
Okay.
So that's an important thing to note.
Okay. So. And you'll get into obviously really the weeds of how this all works on for the webinar, which is Thursday, June 24th at 11 a.m. And you can obviously, our registration is up at massmap.org, but you will dig into this a lot more in depth and a lot more specifics. Are there some key things that you think, like some highlights that maybe you want to hit on now, just to kind of give the audience an idea of what they can expect from maybe the webinar and where you're going with it next week?
Sure. So I think it's important to announce that, you know, application is now open. The application is very aligned with the judging criteria. So you're going to get a really good sense on how, you know, what we're looking for and how we're looking to support the manufacturers. You can see some of the details certainly on the website as well. But, you know, we're looking for it to align with some of the key industries and emerging technologies in the state. We are looking for partnership with a nonprofit, and that's something that we're going to be able to help you with if you're not already aligned. But, you know, this alignment will help, you know, in general to build this community, this ecosystem to help our manufacturers succeed. And then, as I mentioned, it's capital equipment focused. Okay. But yes, we will get into more details. I'm very excited about it. I'm also excited, you know, that the applications are open and the program's going to move very quickly, and that we expect the recipients of these grant dollars to be announced in the fall. So take a look and look forward to sharing more about it at the webinar next week.
Yeah. So, and of course, you know, obviously when you, so there is a process and there is a timeline. So there will be deadlines that they will have to hit as well. Correct. So we just want to, we don't want everybody to think this is kind, cause it's not, this isn't going to be something that's going to be open and ongoing. There's going to be restrictions around it on time, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Our M2I2 program that I mentioned earlier is rolling applications. This is once a year. Have people apply. The application deadline is at the end of July. So you'll have to take a look, you know, within the next few weeks for sure.
Yeah.
Applications end of July. Recipients announced in October during manufacturing month. And it will hopefully be an annual program that we'll continue to execute on.
Okay. We have some, Emma and I had talked about it in one of our previous podcasts that we do have some exciting news, but we still have to kind of keep it under tabs for, we're hoping maybe only one more week. And then we're hoping that Christine can make some big announcements next week about a really exciting upcoming event that we'll be doing in September.
That's right. So and you can be assured that it's about helping manufacturers succeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I know. It's super exciting. It's definitely, and that's why we're here, and it's all about, you know, the manufacturers and why we all do what we do. So it'll be a super fun event. I think the biggest thing for us is we're excited because we get to be with people.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, because we all haven't been together, and it's been honestly, I think it's probably been close to 2 years since we've all been into manufacturers and, you know, face to face. So we're super, super stoked about it. But we can't tell you what it is yet, but we will.
So I'm only you know, 6 months into this job, and I have had an opportunity to get out and meet some of our manufacturers, but you know, definitely in my agenda to get out more and visit and learn more about our manufacturers' challenges and opportunities and share with them the resources that we have to help. And so please feel free to reach out.
Yeah.
We'll schedule some visits.
That's awesome. And Christine, she's obviously on LinkedIn, and you can always, they have your, what's your website that you refer people to, Christine?
Well, we're on the Mass Tech website. So it's cam.masstech.org, where you'll get, you know, you can find details on the MMAP program. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm on LinkedIn, my email, nolan@masstech.org. So feel free to reach out.
Yeah. And you, and the massmanufacturing.com.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the one where you can actually go in and get a little bit more. That's where they can see the actual application and everything for the MMAP program.
Yeah, it's really both pages. And just of note, it's MA Manufacturing. MA.com.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. MA. Yep. Sorry. I say mass. I mean, yeah,
I know.
I think of the M. Yep. You're right. MAmanufacturing.com. So you're right. I think before we go, I just want to, you know, we just want to let everybody know when we have some questions, you know, if they're going to pop up for the webinar. I think you had also talked about there will be an FAQ page that will be available, but you will be answering some questions as well in the webinar next week, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then the details, program guidelines, and an FAQ will all be available on the website.
Okay. Yeah. So, and that's the MAmanufacturing.com. And you'll be able to go in there and get more specifics and learn a little bit more about it and how it would apply for. And it's kind of, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, you know, everybody's a little different. It's a little unique. And so each, like we always say, all of our manufacturers, no two are alike. They're all very different. So this program it could be unique to each individual person that going through reading the process, really getting a good understanding of how and whether it can work for you and apply to you is really what they need to kind of focus on when they're going through the process, right?
That's right. Yeah. They'll see within the application, you know, the types of things we're looking for. And it's all about all of what we're asking is focused on, you know, whether it be around job growth, making sure you have employees that are being trained to succeed with and grow within your company, aligning with important industries, and building connections within the ecosystem. You know, those are what's built into the program.
Yeah.
We believe that the application process and the process in general will be pretty smooth and easy for our manufacturers. With the goal of, you know, making an immediate impact on company growth and the Massachusetts economy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else that you think is some highlights or any other takeaways, important bits that you would like to add before we kind of wrap up?
No, I actually don't think that I mentioned this, so I'll put this out as the teaser and then we can go in more details next week, but the program is $2 million in total funding, and the maximum grant award will be $250,000, and it does require a match. But yes, so $2 million in our manufacturer's hands this fall.
Yeah. See, we like to keep Christy likes to call those the dangling carrots, and we wait and we put those
right
at the end. Yeah. So that's why we waited to drop that big bomb of the 2 million for the very last thing. You know, everybody's going to walk away from this and go, did she just say I could get $2 million? No, she didn't say that, but she did say there is $2 million available. 250
right
is your max, but yeah, totally. So that's
right.
Huge. That is a huge amount of money. I mean, that is, you know, I have on my notes, like, you know, we do love a good deal, and that's a lot of fun. So that's fantastic that this opportunity has been put out in front of our manufacturers for our state. So it's a big deal.
Advanced manufacturing is important to the state, and we understand how critical it is to the success of our economic growth and prosperity, and the state is here to support it.
Yeah. Do you think, too, Christine, this is just kind of one of those questions where, do you think because of what happened over the past year and a half that it's really become even known more so now than ever before?
I think so. And, you know, we're certainly watching it from a federal level around recent talks in that are going through the House with the CHIPS Act around semiconductor manufacturing and Endless Frontier, which is focused on innovation. And we'll see what our federal government decides to do around investment in these areas. But it looks to be, you know, a bipartisan effort, which showcases the importance of innovation and advanced manufacturing to secure our country's success.
I agree. So yeah. So last note, if yes, you're going to remember the $2 million, but the other thing we really want you to remember is to make sure that you join us Thursday, June 24th at 11 a.m. You can go to massmap.org and you can register, and you can also go to mamanufacturing.com. They also have the link on there to register as well for the webinar. And it really would benefit you to come in and to spend that hour listening to more of the details and specifics that Christine can provide to you. And if you have, you know, your questions, shoot them over to us. You can shoot them over to us through our social media, but you can also bring them with you on the day of the webinar. And like Christine said, they will be putting together an FAQ page that will be available. It'll make sure that it covers, you know, the important tidbits is what I like to call it, for those questions that people have to ask. So thanks for coming in today, Christine. You really didn't come in. I mean, you're really at your house, but.
Truthfully, I haven't left the Cape for this, but I have my spot here.
I love it. So. It's awesome. No, we're jealous, but thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And so Emma, now you can put down for the question that I asked was, did you ever expect that you would have to be doing research to see whether we can get an extra day off or not next year for Juneteenth in college?
Something with all the facts.
Right. Yeah,
we'll see. I'll propose it.
Never knew that you would be doing this when you were graduating and getting your MBA from college. Like, I'm going to research and see whether we can get an extra day off or not. Guess what?
That's right.
welcome.
Hopefully Christy's listening.
She is.
She knows it. She knows it's coming at her.
Yeah. She's going to be over it by then too. So yeah. Yeah. So great. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Christine. Thanks, Em. Thanks everyone for joining us for the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see everyone soon.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmap.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.